Godzilla.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the noontime hour on a Thursday, and it's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand with Chase Winovich. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. With us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is Chase Winovich. Hi, Chase.
Hi, happy Twisted Tea Thursday, everyone. It's great to be here.
Do you like Phil Collins?
Love Phil Collins.
What type of music do you really like? Because like, we can normally, as this thing advances, bring you in with some of your stuff.
Yeah, I really listen to everything. I try to keep my music taste really eclectic. What's interesting about the NFL is that it seems like sometimes it's just such a job in a way that before games, like a lot of guys might not even listen to pump up music. It's just, it's really, whatever you want, whatever you're feeling that day, whether it's Lil Peep, who's one of the best artists of all time, probably if you're into that kind of depressed music, or if it's the classics. It's all over the place.
So are you one of those guys that wears headphones in your early part of the day workouts when on game day? You know, you see guys wearing headphones out there. Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, so I try to switch it up. Most of the time, I definitely wear headphones just because, you know, I like to listen to what I like to listen to and not let somebody else dictate, you know, the audio that is the audio waves, if that makes sense. But really recently, I've been trying to get into actually just listening to the ambiance of the crowd itself, and I guess there's no crowd, but just the feel of the stadium and really try to live in the moment.
Okay. It's very zen. Yeah. I like that.
You brought that up.
Zen. I'm getting into that for sure.
You brought that ambient noise up. Do you hear that on the sideline at all in Gillette Stadium?
You're talking like the noise is being pumped in.
They're trying to pump in crowd.
It's definitely a lot more quiet in New England than it was in other places, like Seattle and the Chiefs. I mean, I know obviously the Chiefs had some fans, but it seemed like even before the game, they were definitely like they were controlling the decibels. I'm not sure how it works just in terms of the actual like amount of noise. But, I had the idea. I didn't suggest this, but I said, OK, well, there's no, you know, I think they mandate like, OK, if one team's on offense, another team's on defense, you can't just crank the decibels up really loud when your team's on defense, and you know when your team's on offense, make it really quiet. But I don't think there's any rule for what exactly gets played. If it's just the decibel level, you could probably take advantage of that and play some crazy stuff.
Let's get to the Twisted Tea question of the week from Mike M in Londonderry, New Hampshire, and it's related to everything that's been going on this week. He says, "How does a player coming down with COVID-19 affect your game planning, and how do you guys adjust on the fly?"
So obviously I take it our team comes down with COVID-19, not the other team, because that obviously has different implications. But yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. I mean, it's a crazy year, first off. I mean, aliens basically, they came out and said they're basically real, and no one even bats an eye.
I agree.
Put that in perspective. Yeah, they just found a freaking dragon in Canada, a pterodactyl. So along that note, it's just anything's, you know, up in the air. Every week is a new situation and new problems to kind of adapt on the fly. And that's just what it's going to be for the rest of the year, I think. And the team at the end of the day that can kind of adapt to those challenges and rise to those occasions, or as some people say, fall to that level of preparation, is going to come out on top. And I personally feel we have a very strong foundation and we have a great strategy for how to attack this thing and how to make the most of it. And I know the guys are working hard, getting out in their individual respective patches of grass that they have them and trying to make sure they're staying in shape. You come for this weekend coming up, we got a big game against Denver. And until we hear from the league that the game's not going on, we got to prepare.
I must have missed the aliens real story when it came out earlier this year. Are you referring to the UFO footage that was released, Chase?
No.
So, no, I was referring to the fact that, what's his face? The guy on, the guy on Joe Rogan, Bob Lazar. So he came out.
Oh, yeah. He worked at Area 51,
the Area 51 guy.
Yeah, the Area 51. Yeah. He basically said aliens are real. And, you know, he backwards engineered, like, all these things and made all these crazy accusations. And for years, they just basically said this guy was lying. And recently they came out and said he was telling the truth and everything he said was actually happened. And so, and the fact that it, you know, they had this huge reversal and the government came out and said this and nobody even talked about it was just kind of crazy and just a testament to how insane this year is.
Yeah. You and I are from Pittsburgh. I told you, man, if you want to get weird sometime together, like, I'm for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't go up New Hampshire or something.
Weird times, man.
How weird was Monday, Chase? You guys get up at 6 a.m., you slept at the team hotel, you bus, and you have to play a game the same day you fly in and fly out. How weird was that day for you?
It was really weird, but like I said, we're so fluid in the sense that whatever is being thrown our way, we're just going to take it and try to make the best of it. I mean, it just is what it is, and my whole attitude is trying not to complain or trying to make – I don't know, things more difficult for myself and those around me than they actually already are. And so I just try to show up and do my job. And when I get an opportunity to play, like it's football for me. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I love trying to work on different things throughout the week and try to better myself every chance I get. And ultimately hitting people and hitting Patty Mahomes is a blast. So just the opportunity to go out and do that, whatever I have to do. If I got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, then we're going to do it. But it was definitely weird. And I was joking with the guys. I said, what if we come out and we just look amazing and we have our best game of all time? Like, we're going to have to travel the same day of the game for now on.
It was close.
And I don't think they liked it, but I mean, we played pretty well. I think overall we could obviously do much better moving forward, but.
So are you concerned about the spread of COVID-19 within the team? And which plane were you on Monday? Were you a Boston guy or a Providence guy?
I was a Boston guy. I mean, obviously, any guy that's on the team, the whole COVID situation is just a big gamble in terms of it's just like roulette. You don't really know what your symptoms are going to be. I understand the whole premise behind most guys are going to be fine. But A, your families are at risk, and B, it just, like I said, you know, not everybody handles the virus in the same way, and how your body reacts is really kind of a crapshoot. So I'm just trying to stay safe and play football, and obviously, like I said, it's a complicated situation, but I'm doing the best I can, and that's all there is to that.
Yeah, you got your ass kicked in fifth grade on a spelling bee. What word did you screw up? And why do you regret you screwed that word up? And
I know let's backtrack. We got to get the facts straight. Come on. It was a geography bee.
Not a spelling.
Okay.
Geography. Yeah.
It was a geography bee. And, I was a long shot. Nobody gave me a chance. You know, they said this jock's coming in here. Yeah. What's he know about geography? But I was just mopping the floor of them and took it all the way to the championship. And unfortunately, Natalie Adams, took me down. She was in the gifted program, a very formidable opponent. She gave it her best. I took the L. But, you know, I said the only way, just like Coach Harbaugh says, to get that bad taste out of your mouth is to go out and get a win. And I did that. I followed it up with setting both the pacer and the 50-yard dash record. I don't want to brag. Don't want to toot your own horn, as they say. But I held those elementary school records. Took it down, so.
You got that. It's like going and playing little brother, right? You got to put him in a place sometimes, right?
You keep trying to get me to say this, man.
Well, Hardy, our guy Hardy here went to Michigan State, and he's got a real tough time at Michigan.
What? So I thought we buried this last week, and I thought Chase.
Like I said, they're family.
Okay,
they're not. I've moved on. You know, I try not to refer to them as little brother because I think at the end of the day, like this is just a reminder. I've always wanted a little brother, and just being at Michigan, It's in the past.
Careful.
So great.
That's all I was saying.
I want to.
My words were taken out of context a little bit, but.
Let's circle back to your dragon take here.
Yes.
Because I've had to look this up, and this was a study in the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology. Do you have a subscription? Do you get that monthly? It talks about a new frozen dragon of the North Winds, they are calling it.
Jesus.
A flying reptile with a wingspan of at least 16 feet and may have grown up to having a wingspan of 33 feet. That's a big dragon.
It's crazy, right? I mean, the fact that most people probably don't even know about that existing, I mean, is absurd. And like I said, I think it's a testament to the fact that, I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on in this world. You don't even know about the dragon that's just got discovered, or the aliens, or anything else. I mean, it's just absurd.
I don't want you to go so far down the rabbit hole that you call in next week and start talking about flat Earth. You know, let's just, you know, keep it within the realm of, oh, that's interesting,
okay, right,
as opposed to like full blown conspiracies, because that doesn't go well.
What we want to say is don't go.
Though, I mean, it wasn't a conspiracy. They literally found it. I mean, the aliens, that the government came out and said it was true.
That's sort of a borderline claim.
Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay, I know he's a bit of a controversy, I guess you could say, in a slight way. But besides that, I was just pointing him out because I know he was on Joe Rogan's podcast speaking about it, and they were friends for years. And so whenever it came out, the government said that, it was just almost like, okay, yeah, like we were right. Like this is the truth. So
there's stuff about that guy, Bob Lazar, right?
Yes.
The guy who claimed to work all these places. And people say he never worked here, and he claims to have degrees, and they're like, he doesn't have degrees from here.
I know there's a bit of controversy, but if you look at him speak, and there's actually like there's YouTube videos on this, like just breaking down his mannerisms and how he talks, and just like typical traits that somebody telling a fabricated story would possess or do. And he wasn't showing those characteristics. So
just careful with the YouTube, Chase. That's what got Kyrie to start talking flat Earth and Steph Curry to start talking about moon landings.
Listen, I'm not talking. It was more commentary on the fact that this year is crazy less on the commentary that aliens are definitely real. Because at the end of the day, I haven't seen any aliens. So I can't personally confirm this.
You're a big space guy, Chase? You into space a little bit?
Actually, this is funny. This is not going to help my cause, but I took Aliens 101 at Michigan, actually.
Shut up. They have that?
Yeah. It was a course I was on extraterrestrials, and well, it was just on astronomy in general, but it was just a one-credit Friday class. We learned all about, like, do aliens exist?
And how would you do a space bee as opposed to a geography bee if we were doing, like, planets and constellations?
I couldn't line up.
I don't know how good I'd do. I'm not going to set.
I think you need a tour of NASA. I think, Chase, you need to go on the tour of NASA that everyone on this show went on a few years back down in Houston.
I started my own production company recently with some of my friends in Boston called 17 Newbury, and you never know, we might stage the next moon landing.
Here we go. I need to be on the YouTube
again.
You're making me very nervous with the production companies, and the YouTube is just, I'm getting real nervous.
Are you sure you're playing in the right league? You might need to go over to the NBA.
I might need to.
All right. Okay.
All right. So as far as you know, you guys are playing a game this weekend, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's definitely a fluid situation. We're finding stuff out as we go, but as of right now, we're playing. So I got to prepare. Like I said, we got to find whatever patches of grass we can and make sure we stay in shape, ready to rock.
When you say patches of grass, the Titans are now in trouble for having gotten together with teammates and having some unofficial practices.
To be clear, it's totally by yourself. It has nothing to do with like linking up with other teammates. You know, I'm definitely trying to stay respectful of just the community and people I usually do some in-person things that just like massage work and stuff. That's all canceled.
Nice.
It's just you got to isolate and just kind of play this whole situation out.
All right, Chase. Well, assuming there's a game on Sunday, good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right.
Go Pats.
Take it easy. Chase Winovich. Go Pats.
Let's go Pats.
Chase Winovich on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Of course, he joins us on a Twisted Tea Thursday.
I'm so intrigued now. Finally, someone else to get weird with, man. He believes in that stuff. That's good.
Chase, he's your spirit animal.
You got to have that open.
That's your guy right there.
Another time dimension. Do people get lost in time warps?
Of course, they had a class named Aliens 101 at Michigan.
It's only one credit.
Such a trustafarian school.
Our tight end coach used to coach the football theory of coaching 101. It counted for one credit in the spring. We took that, never showed up. Passed that for credit. It's awesome.
So you couldn't get away with that at Michigan.
Couldn't do that at Michigan.
You have some BS class called Aliens 101 you actually have to attend, unless you're Ramil Robinson.
We've got calls on the board, and we want to get to them. And we've got some open lines as well if you'd like to grab one. 617-779-0985. Another day, and COVID is once again at the forefront in the NFL.